And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:05 on CJAD. This is Skin Deep. Dave Kaufman in with Dr. Ronnie Monk. Hello, Dr. Monk.
Hi, Dave.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. It's going to be a really fun hour. And as always, phone lines are open, 514-790-0800. You can text us as well. And I guess you've got a fan base because we've already got some text messages in before the show even started.
That's great.
Why don't we start, though? It's been a while since you've been on the CJAD airwaves. So why don't you tell people who you are and what you do?
So my name is Ronnie Monk. I'm a dermatologist. I graduated from McGill University in 2014. So recent graduate. I'm from Montreal. So did my training here. And then I decided I was very interested in cosmetic dermatology. So I went over to Ottawa for a year to gain an expertise in lasers, injectables, anything cosmetic derm. And I was there for a year. I worked in a private office with another dermatologist and a big team of nurses and other aesthetic staff. And then I missed Montreal. So I decided to come back, opened up my own practice. That was about a year and a half ago. And I'm part-time in my own office and part-time. I also work at McGill. I'm at the MUHC doing some teaching clinics. So I have a varied practice. I do half medical, half cosmetic stuff. I like what I do.
Where would you say there's more of a demand, the medical or the cosmetic?
I think both are in demand. I think the medical derm, it's a problem I find in Quebec. You know, there's a lot of older dermatologists that are retiring. The positions in Quebec over the past few years has been really regulated. So there's one or two new graduates per year. And unfortunately, some of the recent graduates have left Quebec or left Montreal. So it really leaves us practicing dermatologists in a predicament in terms of the medical derm. My phones are off the hook, to be honest, at the office. And it's tough to keep up with the demand. I mean, but cosmetics is also gaining popularity and more people are learning about what's out there, the lasers, the injections, and the technology is always evolving. So there's always great things to offer people. So it's an exciting time, actually, to be practicing.
To speak with Dr. Monk, you can call us here at 514-790-0800. By the same token, if you want to make an appointment with Dr. Monk for cosmetic work, 514-937-2757, and you should check out Dr. Monk's website, monkmd.com, MUNKMD.com. Why don't we start with a couple of text messages, and we'll see where that takes us, Dr. Monk. This one says, I don't like my double chin. I stay in shape and eat right, but I still have my double chin no matter what I do. How do I improve this?
So that's a great question. And actually, it's a very popular question. Both men and women come to me and say they want to improve that basically flab of fat right below their chin. And up until this point, you know, we've been pretty limited in what we could offer in terms of neck treatments. But there's been some exciting new developments over the past few months or past couple years. So basically, just launched recently, about 2 or 3 months ago in Canada, is a brand new injection called Belkyra. It's also known as deoxycholic acid. In the States, it's been out for at least 6 months now, known as Kybella.
Okay.
And what it is it's basically an injection that we do directly into that double chin fat area, and it basically causes long-lasting results. It leads to basically fat cell death. So the fat cells actually die and cannot reaccumulate fat. And if you look up pictures, you look at befores and afters, the results are very impressive. And it's not a procedure unlike the other injections that we do, like, for example, Botox or any of the other fillers. It's not something that needs to be maintained. The results are long-lasting. Does take a couple sessions, anywhere from 2 to 4 sessions on average, but no surgery, no scars. Not much downtime, although there's some swelling that can happen and results speak for themselves. So that's an exciting thing if you're willing to you know, undergo a few little injections, something that can really benefit that double chin area. One other thing I'll mention, some of the older technologies, I shouldn't say older technologies, but something like Cool Sculpting.
Well, older compared to something that's been out for less than 6 months, right?
Exactly. Cool Sculpting, which is also known as cryolipolysis, So that's been out now for a few years. But they actually recently came out with a handpiece that also can treat that double chin area and is actually pretty effective.
How does that work?
Cryolipolysis in general?
Yeah.
So basically what it is, so it's called CoolSculpting, and it's a very effective technology to basically destroy the fat cells again. So it's a popular procedure done, for example, on the love handles, on the belly. People do it on the knees, on the arms. I mean, it could really be done anywhere. Anywhere you could pinch the excess fat, the machine basically sucks it up, freezes that fat. The fat cells develop crystals and then will subsequently undergo cell lysis. So they actually break open and die.
Okay.
And that fat gets absorbed throughout the body. And it's meant to be done to contour the body, meaning it's for people that are in shape, that just have resistant pockets of fat, that just can't get those pockets regardless of how much exercise they do.
Okay.
It's not meant for weight loss. It's really meant to sculpt the body.
Well, the texture didn't say what kind of a body they have. They say that they stay in shape and they eat right.
Right. So it's meant for people like that.
Okay.
And actually, they also have a handpiece that's great for that double chin area.
What do you mean by a handpiece? I don't understand.
Oh, so handpiece, it's basically just the laser, the CoolSculpting is a big device, a big machine.
Okay.
And there's different, depending on the area of the body that's being treated, there's different types of hand pieces or different types of it's what the applicators,
okay,
so that's what's applied on the body to okay. actually suck in the fat.
Got it.
So there's one specific for the neck area.
And what about neck tightening?
So neck tightening's that's another option. That's more for people with very redundant loose skin.
Okay.
As opposed to having that fat in the neck. The fat in the neck, I'd really either recommend CoolSculpting or Belkyra, which is that new injection. But if they have lax skin in the neck and not much fat there, then radio frequency tightening or heating of the collagen to tighten it is another good option.
We have another text from Nancy asking, how does she improve her love handles? What are the different options available and how do I choose between them?
Yeah, so we were talking about CoolSculpting, and that's a great, I mean, that's one of the top technologies these days to really sculpt that body and improve those love handles. Treatments are comfortable. There's very, very minimal discomfort. Aside from the first 5 minutes where your fat actually gets sucked into the machine, you really don't feel much. Each zone is treated for an hour in terms of the time. And you sit there, you're watching your iPad, you're watching a movie. So no pain, very comfortable treatment. And then at the end, there's just a little bit of a massage for about 10 minutes, which you feel a little bit. And then, I mean, the results are great. I mean, look up the procedure, look up CoolSculpting, check out the befores and afters. That's one of the best procedures I'd recommend.
Now, this is something that, how many years ago would liposuction have been the only option?
So yeah, CoolSculpting's probably been out now for 2 or 3 years, I'd say. So it's relatively newer as well. A lot of people don't want to go under the knife. They don't want to be cut. They don't want scars. And CoolSculpting gives that alternative. I'll tell you, a lot of the plastic surgeons now, their liposuction rates are way down because people just want non-invasive techniques with little or no downtime, which is what CoolSculpting can offer.
And radio frequency tightening?
So that also, there's no downtime. It's just heat applied to the skin to tighten the collagen. The benefit of CoolSculpting over something like that is CoolSculpting is really done in 1 or 2 sessions, whereas with radio frequency, you need multiple sessions, anywhere from 6 to 8 sessions. So multiple sessions, but results are also good. So anyways, it's exciting because we have all these different options to play with.
And we're going to discuss them throughout the rest of the show. This is Skin Deep on CJD with Dr. Ronnie Munk. You can check out his website at munkmd.com. And by all means, give us a call, 514-790-0800. Or if you'd prefer to text, 514-800. It's now 7:15.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Munk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
MunkMD.com is the website, M-U-N-K-M-D. Dave Kaufman here with Dr. Ronnie Munk on Skin Deep on CJAD. And a flurry of text messages have been coming in at 514-800. You're also more than welcome to call us to speak with the good doctor, 514-790-0800. But if you're sold already and you want to make an appointment, 514-937-2757. Dr. Munk, I'm going to read this question. Hi, Dr. Monk. I have a severe case of keratosis pilaris. It is mostly noticeable on my back and on my arms. What is the best treatment for the skin condition? Are there better alternatives than creams?
Yeah, so keratosis pilaris is basically a very, very common condition that people will get on their arms, their thighs, their back. But basically, they get kind of plugging of all their hair follicles, and the skin kind of feels very rough, and it's kind of described like chicken skin. The best treatments really for it are creams, exfoliating creams. So things like lactic acid, creams with urea in it, glycolic acid. So those will all be helpful. It's a common thing, and it's just a type of skin. So if you stop the creams, it's going to come back. There are other methods, though. You know, I do something in my office called silk peel, which is basically a gentle exfoliation we do with kind of a crystal brush. It's like a microdermabrasion. But the benefit of silk peel is there's kind of an infusion of a moisturizing solution at the same time as it's removing those plugged follicles. So, I mean, you'll do it and your arms will be, or legs or back will be super, super smooth. But you got to maintain it with the creams because otherwise it will recur.
There you go. L texting in at 514-800. Dear doctor, what is the difference between Sculptra and Botox?
So that's a very good question. Sculptra is basically, the other name for it is polylactic acid, and that's a type of filler. So there's Botox and there's fillers. Botox is basically it's known as a neuromodulator. So what it does is it relaxes muscles. So wrinkles that are due to muscle expression, like for example, those lines up in the forehead or those lines between the eyebrows, or when you smile, those big lines near the eyes, at the side of the eyes. So those are all expressive lines. And if we put Botox directly into those muscles can easily relax and relax the whole face. And those wrinkles will improve over time just because you're not going to overexert those muscles to cause those wrinkles. Fillers are different. Fillers basically provide volume. So we get older, we all lose volume in our face. Unfortunately, even as early as into your 30s, you start to lose volume. So fillers just give you back that volume and will lift your face by just providing that deep volume that we all lose naturally. So the most common areas that I will fill are the cheeks, because by filling the cheeks, you can lift up the entire lower face. However, you know, we do lose volume around our mouth. Those marionette lines we get near the mouth, from the mouth to the chin, are commonly filled. We could fill those jaw lines and really define and give you a nice defined jawline, because we lose that over time and we start to develop jowls. So to summarize, fillers fill in volume, whereas Botox relaxes muscles. Sculptra is a type of filler, or polylactic acid is a type of filler that helps build collagen and fill in volume.
Hope that answers your question, L. You can call us at 514-790-0800, or you can text us at 514-800. This is Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. Next question texted in says, what about sagging eyelids? Anything besides surgery?
Yeah, so sagging eyelids, I get a lot of people coming to me, worried about their eyes and not happy with the way their eyes look, because, you know, it's a natural thing. Over time, you do develop some lax skin, especially the upper eyelids are more prone. So I always tell people, you know, before going under the knife, try Botox, because Botox, like I said right before, will relax muscles, and you have tons of muscles up above your eyebrows that pull down your eye, your eyebrows, and they basically, you're constantly frowning throughout the day, you're squinting, you're contracting those muscles, they're strong, they pull down your eyebrows. So just by relaxing those muscles, you get a very, very nice, natural looking brow lift with Botox. Very popular, probably the most popular injection I do is a brow lift with Botox. And, some people, just by pulling up the brow, you can get a bit of a lid lift too. However, if it gets to the point that it's, you know, past that, then you really, surgery is the only option.
Dr. Monk, we have a text message from a 51-year-old that says, I don't have many wrinkles, but I have some sagging. What are my options?
Sagging where?
It doesn't say.
So
use your imagination.
So when you're in your 50s, we'll stick to the face. Natural to for the cheeks to lose their volume, the face starts to fall, you start to get that jowl, and the skin just, you lose your laxity You lose your elasticity, you lose that collagen, and the skin starts to sag. So it's a multifactorial approach, and that's the approach I take in my office. Good skincare, you get on good products that build your collagen, things like retinols, vitamin C's, growth factors, various things that just help build your collagen. So that's helpful. You can tighten your skin with various radio frequency devices or lasers, and then the injections go a long way. Not only will the injections like Botox and fillers give you volume, relax your muscles in a very natural way, but actually it's been shown in studies that by injecting fillers into the skin, you actually can stimulate your fibroblasts, which produce collagen. So I get the question all the time, if I do injections one time, I don't like it, I never want to do it again, is there benefit to it? And I tell people there is, because you inject one time, you stimulate those fibroblasts, you get your collagen going, and it's only going to be of benefit.
I'm sorry, so people are saying that they I guess once bitten, twice shy type thing, or?
It's not a common problem, to be honest. Okay. Most people, once you start to do injections, you like it, you want to keep it up, you want to maintain it, you feel good, you look good. But I get the question a lot. Like, people are scared. I won't like it maybe, and I'll want to stop it. But you know, there's benefit. If you inject some of that hyaluronic acid filler under the skin, it stimulates your collagen and you get collagen building with it.
David in Montreal texting, wondering how you would treat hypersebaceous glands on the face.
So that's a common problem, especially with oily skin. When you start to get kind of visible oil glands on the skin. And there's different ways to do it. First of all, getting on good skincare, very important, because you could prevent other oil glands from getting thick. So things like retinol creams, for example, I always recommend to people with oily skin. And then to shrink down those oil glands, there's different ways to do it. Sometimes I use electrodesiccation, which is electricity, to kind of just shrink them up. I sometimes do it with lasers. So I have a great laser that I zap those oil glands, and through the heat, they tend to shrink down. So different ways to do it.
That's very interesting stuff. 514-790-0800 is the number to call if you'd like to speak with Dr. Ronnie Monk. You can also text us at 514-800. This is Skin Deep on CJAD.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
729 on CJAD. This is Skin Deep, the cosmetic show with Dr. Ronnie Monk. Monk MD, M-U-N-K-M-D is the website. And if you want to make a RAMQ doctor's appointment with Dr. Monk, 514-937-3773 for a cosmetic appointment with Dr. Monk, 514-937-2757. And of course, phone lines are open. We're here until 8 o'clock, so you can call us and speak with the doctor right here, right now, 514-790-0800, or you can text us, 514-800. We've got Jane and Gary waiting on the line, and we will get to them right after the news. But right now, it's coming up on 7:30.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Monk MD is the website, and if you want to make an appointment with Dr. Monk, it's 514-937-3773, a cosmetic appointment at 514-937-2757. Dr. Monk, we've got a ton of text messages and a bunch of people waiting online, so why don't we take a call right now?
Sounds good.
Let's go to Gary. Hello, Gary. You're on with Dr. Ronnie Monk.
Hi, Gary.
Hello, Gary.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Yes,
okay,
how are
great.
You?
Fine, thank you, sir. I have two questions for you, sir. The first one is about electrical muscle stimulation in the face. There's a device you can buy on the net, and it was advertised on television a couple of years ago where it had two prongs, and it had a battery in it, or you plugged it in, and you put on the muscles in your face, and it twitched them. And supposedly, it strengthened the muscles so that within 3 months, your face is really, the muscles are stronger, gives you more of a younger look. Is this a real or... what do you know about this?
So I'll be honest with you, Gary. I haven't heard much about it. To me, it just makes sense. You know, we do a lot of procedures, like, for example, Botox and other neuromodulators, to relax the muscles and make them less strong. Because the stronger those muscles are, the more they're going to contract. When muscles contract, you get wrinkles. So for cosmetic purposes, I mean, we relax those muscles. So I can't imagine why we'd want to strengthen those muscles to look younger. That being said, maybe if you strengthen the right muscles that are the lifting muscles as opposed to the depressing muscles, there'd be benefit. But to be honest with you, Gary, I haven't heard much about it.
Okay. Second question is that I put sun cream on my face over the years, but foolishly missed my neck, and so my neck is damaged by the sun. Is there any way to reverse that, or, you know, sun damage in your neck?
Yeah, so there's a common entity called poikiloderma of Savat, which is basically a mix of reds and browns, and basically just sun damage on the neck. And the way you know it's sun damage is when you look right below your chin at the neck there. That area tends to be spared because your chin protects and it causes a shading effect. And it's more the lateral sides of the neck that get the sun damage. So anyways, there are ways to improve that. There's ways to improve sun damage in general. Popular procedures, things like lasers, for example, there's intense pulsed light. So those are procedures that can really even out the skin tone, improve the reds and the browns at the same time, and really give a nice result.
Gary, thank you so much for the call. Have a good night. Very interesting call. Let's take one more, Dr. Monk. Let's go to Jane. Hello, Jane. You're on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk.
Okay, hello. Yes, I'm 51 years old, and I have a lot of fine lines at the top of my top lip. Someone has recommended that I get like fillers there, but also to redo the white line or the white roll or something that supposedly kind of flattens out as you get older. Would you recommend that also, or just the fillers?
So I think what you're talking about, both of them are fillers, but basically the way you can do lips is very different. So we can put filler into the red part of the lip to kind of give a bit more volume into the lip.
Okay.
We could put filler into the border between the red lip and the skin above the lip and below the lip, and that gives more of a kind of that white rolled border to kind of accentuate that border. Or we could put filler into the skin around the lip to get rid of those or improve those fine lines all around the lip. And actually, in my experience, the nicest results are really when you do a combination of everything. So when you add a little bit of volumizing filler to give a bit more lip fullness, because we do lose lip volume over time.
Yes.
And then as well, you know, I kind of fill the area of the skin right above that lip to smooth those lines, and it really blends nicely with a bit more projection into the red lip.
Okay, I guess the concern being that I wouldn't want it to be, you know, like noticeable. I'm not doing it to get full lips. I'm really doing it to reduce the fine lines.
Yeah, you know, the nice thing about that, Jane, right? Jane, it is?
Yes.
The nice thing about that is there's a lot of different types of fillers out there on the market. So if you were going for big lips volume, you could do that. But if you're going for just rejuvenation and just to improve the wrinkles on your red lips and improve the wrinkles above your lips, just in the skin, right, without volumizing that area, just to rejuvenate that area, that's very feasible, depending on the technique and the product that's used.
Okay. Well, listen, that's great. Thank you so much.
No problem.
There you go. Thanks, Jane. Have a good night. Let's get to a text message that's been sitting here almost since the start of the show, Dr. Monk. I'm in my 50s. I find I look old. What are the things I can do to look better?
Yeah, so that's a common consult I get on a daily basis.
It's pretty wide open, isn't it?
Definitely. And, you know, everybody needs different things. Everybody has different needs, which is why when we get these calls in my office, my girls know we have to get them in the door to really do a proper consultation and see what their needs are. But, you know, looking older, there's so many variables there. Skin quality, sun damage, browns and reds on your skin, loss of elasticity, loss of collagen, lax skin, loss of volume, wrinkles. So those are all things that happen with age and all things that can be addressed in different ways. So I talked about it already, but I'll just reiterate. Good skincare products go a long way. I do lasers and various light devices to really even up the skin tone, get rid of reds and browns, and give a more uniform, more even youthful looking skin. And then by adding in some injections, Botox and fillers, when done properly, don't shy away from it because they look super natural, relax what needs to be relaxed, lift what needs to be lifted, and make a lot of difference and can shave off years in terms of the overall appearance. So it's not one answer. It's not one thing that's going to work. It's everything, and everything is baby steps, and we get you there, but it's a stepwise process.
Another text talking about, I have sun damage. Should I be looking at chemical peels or IPL treatments?
So both are very good, actually, for sun damage. So IPL treatments, I'll just explain for those who don't know. It's basically a light device. In my office, we do a lot of what's called photofacials or photorejuvenation, which is basically where I treat the full face with IPL. And I love IPL because, like I said, it doesn't do anything in specific. It does everything pretty well. It targets reds. It targets browns. It targets sunspots. It targets blood vessels and just evens out that skin tone with a few treatments. Usually you do need a few sessions, anywhere from 2 to 4 sessions, depending on the device, but really gives a nice result. Peels are different. Peels kind of remove that dead skin layer and give the skin a glow. They also help to peel away some of the sun damage. So my answer for that would be IPL is a bit more drastic in terms of the results, but chemical peels really give a beautiful glow to the skin and help with sun damage. And actually the combination would work extremely well.
This is the Skin Deep Show on CJAD. Dr. Ronnie Monk here taking your calls and text messages. If you want to make an appointment with Dr. Monk, 514-937-3773. If it's a cosmetic appointment, 514-937-2757. And these numbers and a whole slew of information available on Dr. Monk's website, monkmd.com. This is an interesting text message, Dr. Monk, one that might have helped me 20 years ago. How should a 15-year-old wash his face to avoid acne?
So that's a pretty general question. But, you know, it depends what the skin type is.
Right.
And it depends what else they're using. So if it's somebody who's a teenager who has clear, clear skin, no pimples, I'd recommend just a very gentle face cleanser. So nothing with harsh abrasive chemicals or whatever. It's going to dry out their skin. So something very gentle. Whereas if they have a little bit of acne and they're starting to break out, which happens commonly, obviously, in the teenage years, you know, sometimes I'll recommend a salicylic acid cleanser or a benzoyl peroxide cleanser to kind of just gently treat those pimples. So it depends on the skin type, obviously. And cleansers, there's a lot of them out there.
Well, what about the products you can buy at the pharmacy, the Clearasils, and the stuff you see ads for?
Yeah, so I mean, most of those are either 2% salicylic acid or benzoyl peroxide, either anywhere from 2 to 5% benzoyl peroxide. And they're actually pretty good. I mean, for mild acne and just, you know, very occasional breakouts, they're actually pretty good at using them either as spot treatment or preventatively. I mean, so you could definitely try that if you're breaking out. When that stuff isn't working, that's when, you know, you make an appointment, you see your doctor, you come see a dermatologist, and we could get you on stronger things, medically prescribed things that are a bit more effective.
One more segment left with Dr. Ronnie Monk. Check out his website, monkmd, monkmd.com. Plenty of text messages and phone calls to come here on Skin Deep. But right now it's 7:45.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:49 on Skin Deep on CJAD. Dave Kaufman along with Dr. Ronnie Monk. MonkMD, MunkMD is the website for an appointment. 514-937-3773 for a cosmetic appointment. 514-937-2757. I feel like that's the more popular topic tonight. A lot of people texting and calling in with cosmetic issues. And let's go to Glenna right now. Hi, Glenna. You're on the show.
Hi. Thank you. My question is about skin tags and moles and when you can get them removed.
So skin tags, I mean, common problem. Lots of people have them on their necks, under their arms. You can get them removed anytime. There's different ways to remove them. Some people cut them. I'm talking about doctors. I'd recommend a doctor does it because I know people tell me they do them on their own sometimes, but never recommend that. So anywhere from cutting them to burning them with electricity. In my practice, I do them with laser. So different ways to do them. But okay. Yeah.
Because somebody has said to me, like, one that I have, they say, well, oh, that can't be removed. There's too much blood in it or something like that. Have you ever heard that?
No, I haven't. You leave it to Okay. You leave it to a doc, and it could be done.
Okay. Is that ever covered by Medicare?
It depends on the scenario. Hard to. Every case is. It's a case by case, so it'd be hard to tell you.
So it could be.
I mean, if it's purely a skin tag, you know, it'd be tough. I'd have to see it to really know. To give you a good
thanks for the call, Glenn. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good night. A bunch of text messages in. We'll see if we can get to all of them before the end of the show, Dr. Monk. This one reads as follows. On the acne topic, I get pimples on my legs all the time and rarely anywhere else. I wash my legs with the same soap as the rest of me. So why do I only get pimples on my legs? How do I fix it?
So that sounds to me like it might be some folliculitis, which is basically some bacteria lives on the skin, gets into the hair follicles and causes what looks like pimples. Basically, sometimes there's a little pus inside or anyways, looks pretty similar to just classic acne. But if it's just on the legs, I'd think more about folliculitis. And the treatments really are antibacterial wash and some antibiotic creams to help settle the pimples.
Hope that helps you out. Another text at 514-800. This is three parts. What do you think about microneedling? Is this procedure safe? And as for an appointment at your clinic, do I need a referral?
Common question I get.
All three of them?
So in my clinic, for the medical stuff, you do need a referral. Unfortunately, that's just the system we live in. The cosmetic stuff, in general, you don't need a referral. You can just call the office directly. But of course, there is a consultation fee. So that's the way my office works.
Okay. And about microneedling?
As for microneedling, the theory behind it is really to, you know, roll some small little needles into the skin to also stimulate that collagen to remodel. So there's a lot of different ways you could stimulate collagen. You know, fine needles are one way, lasers are another way, creams are another way. So lots of ways to stimulate collagen. But yeah, microneedling is a good technique. And when done properly, works pretty well to build that collagen and help with improvements in texture and scars.
And safe?
Safe when done properly. I mean,
I'm going to assume you're doing it properly, doctor.
You have to know what you're doing, but there are at-home microneedling units that people can do on their own. But in those cases, the needles are very, very, very short and fine. Whereas in my office, for example, a microneedling needle would be much larger and more effective.
There are a few texts about rosacea, so why don't we talk about that in just general terms?
Yeah, so rosacea, I mean, so common. About 5% of all people have rosacea. And basically it starts, you're an easy flusher and blusher, whether you're exercising, drinking some alcohol, spicy foods, you tend to just, you know, easily flush. And then over time, what happens is that redness kind of that was once transient tends to persist. And rosacea is a chronic condition. So once you have it, you have it. And that redness tends to progress more and more over time. So common issue I see in my office, I treat rosacea with laser. Laser is the best way to reduce the redness and the blood vessels that's so frequently seen in rosacea. You also need a great sunscreen on a daily basis to prevent that red from coming back. And if you want to improve your redness, laser is the way to do it.
I have a feeling you're going to have a similar answer for a question about how to improve acne scarring.
So acne scarring, another common issue, obviously, and there's different ways to do it. So we talked about microneedling. Some people perform microneedling in their office, and that's pretty good. In my office, I do fractionated laser. So fractionated laser is basically a little laser that drills little holes into the skin, again, to stimulate collagen, just like those microneedles do. And by stimulating collagen, the collagen remodels, it tightens, the scarred collagen improves, and it overall, you get a nice improvement of your texture, blending of your scars. You can eliminate a scar once it's there, but it definitely can improve through the laser techniques in addition to good creams. So retinol cream goes a long way for acne scarring.
Is it painful? Helps.
Depends on the laser. You know, the fractionated laser that I'm talking about that I do in my office, I mean, you feel it for sure, but we get you through it. You put on a numbing cream, and my technicians are great, and we blow cool air on the face as we're doing it. And so I wouldn't say it's comfortable, but it's, I mean, we get you through it. And if you ask people with the results, I mean, they would do it again in a heartbeat.
Well, I'd imagine that if you're signing up to have a laser hit your face, you know you're in for something.
Yeah, I mean, different lasers are different, but lasers in general feel like an elastic band snapping on the skin. So you feel it, but it's quick, and it's, I mean, the results speak for themselves. It's worth it.
Another text, Dr. Monk. I get large cysts or bumps on my bikini line and my underarms. What is the best way to remove them to minimize scarring and not leave a crater-like indentation?
So that, again, sounds like it could be some folliculitis, which is commonly seen in the folds like that, just like I mentioned on the legs. So again, if it's a common problem, you could try an antibacterial soap, something like a triclosan wash at the pharmacy, for example, over the counter, and then some antibiotic cream on those as soon as you get them. You could try some over-the-counter polysporin, for example, and see if it helps.
We're running out of time, Dr. Monk. I want to remind everybody of the website. It's monkmd.com, M-U-N-K-M-D.com, to make a RAMQ appointment, 514-937-3773, to make a cosmetic appointment, 514-937-2757. And yeah, I think we've only got time for a couple more topics.
Before I forget, before we get to more topics, I have to say this.
Sure.
My middle daughter's birthday today, Jamie, I love you. It's her fourth birthday. And a shout out to my two other daughters, Gabby and Avery, who I love.
You can get the happy birthday. No. That is very important.
I had to do it.
I will ask one last question. Somebody texting in, how do I improve or about improving pigmentation with melasma?
So that's a very tough problem. Frustrating, can last a long time. What we do in my office is we get you into really good skincare. So creams to help lighten the pigmentation, sunscreens are a necessity every day. And then there's different things you can try. There's chemical peels, which can help lighten the pigmentation, although you need multiple treatments. There's some lasers, although you have to be very careful because there's some lasers that can worsen the pigmentation, but there are some lasers that can improve the pigmentation. So different things you can do, but definitely a tough problem to solve.
This has been Skin Deep with Ronnie Monk, MD, M-U-N-K-M-D is the website. And we'll see you next time, Dr. Monk.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.